Welcome back to Magnetic North, where all creatures, great and small, have been dutifully preparing for deep winter snow and below zero cold for months. Oh, not by stocking up on flashlights or making sure there's a shovel by every door, but by physically preparing to meet and beat the elements. I speak not of exercise, but of the age-old custom of carb loading, handed down to us from our elders who looked upon being slender as a sign of either poverty or illness. Thank goodness times have changed. From hot dishes to pasties to pasta and breads in all shapes and sizes and textures, we consume what we must to survive the elements. And for those of us who tend critters, thought must also be given to their diet, along with deeper hay to sleep in and heated water buckets for all. As luck would have it, carb loading for critters doesn't mean that I have to prepare hot dishes or bake focaccia for them daily. No, it just means adding something called scratch to the chicken, duck, and goose feeders. And until this winter, offering a handful of the stuff to each of my 5 goats as they push and shove each other around their daily ration of hay. Scratch, for those of you who are not conversant in farm speak, is a toothsome combination of cracked, rolled, or whole grains, such as corn, barley, or oats. Sounds rather dull to us, I know, but to a chicken or goat, scratch is akin to what we humans call crack. One beak full, and you have created a glassy-eyed addict. As for the goats, more than once I've been caught in a goat vortex while doling scratch from a bucket. So why not just pour it into a feeder, you ask? Simple. Unlike birds, for goats, too much grain doesn't make them fat, it makes them dead. Sadly, grain is inherently foreign to goats' fiber-loving digestive system, which consists of 4 stomachs, the first of which is the rumen. Hence, goats, sheep, and cows are ruminants. As anyone with tummy trouble can imagine, having 4 stomachs puts goats at major risk of eating the wrong thing, like grain. They can have a bit of it to add calories to their fibrous hay diets in winter, but too much and they develop a fatal condition called bloat. Sadly, my milk goat heart died of it some years back after she sneaked into the garage and nosed open the feed can filled to the brim with scratch. Nevertheless, this year I decided that instead of handfuls of scratch each day, my goats would get goat chow, an all-purpose grain and fiber in pellet form. My motive? To avoid dealing with 60 bales of hay in the garage. And so it was. I set out 3 big feeding tubs on the other side of the backyard fence and poured enough goat chow into each one to feed 5 goats. And in doing so, I nearly killed my big boy goat, Bosco. You see, Bosco is boss, king, almighty goat god to his 4 does. And as such, he eats first. That meant that he gobbled most of the grain in all 3 feeders, the equivalent of 4 coffee cans full of food. I knew about his piggish streak, but for whatever reason, I didn't monitor the new feeding system, thinking I'd place the tubs far enough apart to allow the does to feed uninterrupted by Bosco. I couldn't have been more wrong. The next morning, when I looked out on the meadow, I saw something amiss immediately. 4 goats, not 5, were nibbling on the dried grasses sticking up through the snow. Bunny, Bitsy, Biscuit, and Poppy. But no Bosco. After calling and calling him, I hoofed it out to the barn, only to find the big lunk sitting down. The old adage, when a goat goes down, they stay down, went through my mind as I petted his head and put my head next to his body. The usual gurgling in the belly of a healthy rumen was barely perceptible. Bloat. So I did what 28 years of having to vet goats myself has taught me to do. I grabbed a Sven saw and headed out for the willow swamp off the driveway, where I sawed down a smallish tree, a willow, and hauled it out to Bosco. The other goats followed behind me into the barn, and I expected to have to beat them off the tree en route, but not one of them tried to steal the medicine tree away from their guy. When Bosco took that first sweet twig into his mouth and began to eat it, I held out the slimmest of hopes that he would pull through. And he did. As if to allay my worst fears, Bosco was standing at the fence at sunrise the next morning, a bit early for him to be up, but I figure he was just after more of that grain. Fortunately, I was able to get a special delivery of sweet green hay that very afternoon, and Bosco and his girls have had their fill of it each day ever since, and there's no way a goat can OD on hay. The other critters are tucked in for winter properly, with some comfort additions to coop in the shed attached to the garage. The Bantam chickens have a heated water bowl this winter, and an anteroom all to themselves, no ducks to muddy their water. The ducks and geese have a 10-gallon heated water bucket, too massive even for Thelma and Louise, the big buff geese, to knock over. These two heated additions may drive up my electric bill, but doing a cost-benefit analysis, so crucial for a woman of certain age like myself, I decided that avoiding lower back strain from carrying frozen water buckets is worth every penny spent. At least, it was until my big lab golden retriever mix tore his back ACL and tested positive for Lyme's. Apparently, ticks live and bite all year long now. So one visit to the vet and two to go plus meds to clear up the Lyme's is making me reassess the cost of the heated water buckets. My core could definitely use some work. And as for those upper arms, well, 3 months of bucket workout should whittle down those flab flaps just a bit. Yeah, my world is complicated by such ups and downs because I choose to share the place I love most of all with so many domestic critters who, like us, get sick or gimped up on occasion. But for my trouble, I get fresh eggs, cashmere fleece from the goats, angora fiber from the rabbits, and love from my two dogs and two cats. And from my perspective, that's one heck of a deal, and a far more interesting and joy-filled life than I ever dreamed I would one day have. For WTIP, this is Vicki Biggs Anderson with Magnetic North.